I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. This is the championship edition of The Game Room. We are
the champions. I believe in nobody else believed besides the other 14 guys and our coaching staff and our fans. Just going out and executing and putting things together and making plays, and we was able to do that.
Down 3-1 in the best of 7 NBA finals, no team has ever overcome the deficit until now. And it was the Cleveland Cavaliers not only pulling off the improbable against defending champion Golden State Warriors, but on the Dubs' home court to erase a 52-year title drought for Cleveland. Hometown hero LeBron James left Cleveland to win 2 NBA titles with Miami and then came back to deliver on a promise to the fans he grew up with.
I came back for a reason. I came back to bring a championship to our city. I knew what I was capable of doing. I knew what I learned in the last couple years that I was gone. When I came back, I knew I had the right ingredients and the right blueprint to help this franchise get back to it, to a place that we've never been. And that's what it was all about.
And when it came to the final Game 7.
I told my guys before the game, listen, there is a game to be played, but there's not many guys, there's not many teams that get an opportunity to be in the NBA Finals in a Game 7. It's just not. Yeah. And this is my second one. And I'm able to say that I've been victorious twice in Game 7. So I just told the guys, don't take this for granted. Don't take it for granted. Let's go out. And, you know, our coaching staff gave us a great plan. And let's go out and execute it. Cleveland rocks! Cleveland
rocks! Cleveland rocks! The win was huge. The first title in Cavaliers franchise history and the first championship for the city of Cleveland in more than a half century.
Our fans, they ride or die, no matter what's been going on, no matter, you know, the Browns, the Indians, the Cavs, and so on, and all the other sports teams, they continue to support us. And for us to be able to end this drought, our fans deserve it. They deserve it, and it was for them.
LeBron James deservedly was the Finals MVP, while Golden State star Stephon Curry was the NBA season MVP, and he thanked the Dub Nation fans on Twitter.
Dub Nation, Steph Curry, just want to say thanks for all the support. No, we didn't get it done, but we'll be back, and we appreciate everything all year long.
Dub, by the way, is short for W, as in Warriors. At one point in the final stretch Sunday at Oakmont Country Club near Pittsburgh, 10 golfers who had never won a major tournament had a chance to win the U.S. Open. One did. American Dustin Johnson had been so close many times before.
Coming into today, you know, I've been in this situation time and time again. So, you know, I know what to expect. You know, I know how to handle myself. And, you know, for me to finally get it done on Sunday in a major, it's a huge monkey off my back. You know, it's fantastic. And it feels really good for sure because, you know, I've worked so hard to get here.
Johnson's brother, Austin, carried his bag.
You got to have someone you really like to be around. And, you know, have my brother out there with me is, you know, it's been awesome the past, 2.5 years. It's just getting better.
So how did Johnson assess his championship play?
This week, I felt like I played really good. I don't feel like I played great, but I played really good. So, you know, it's definitely a start to becoming a great player.
Shane Lowry was trying to become the first player from Ireland to win the U.S. Golf Association's top prize at the 116th U.S. Open. He began the final round with a 4-shot lead. He finished 3 behind.
Bitterly disappointed standing here. It's not easy to get yourself in a position I got myself in today. And I was there for the taking, and I didn't take it.
Also on our championship list, the Pittsburgh Penguins hoisted the Stanley Cup as the team sang "We Are the Champions" in the locker room after beating the San Jose Sharks in 6 games. Penguins captain Sidney Crosby at the victory parade in Pittsburgh.
We wanted it bad. We were disappointed in Game 5. We didn't get it done. It wasn't a happy plane going to San Jose, but we knew we had to get it back here, so Thanks very much for all your support. It's been an incredible run.
Pittsburgh wasn't even thought of as a playoff team this year, much less a championship contender. But Coach Mike Sullivan said the team rallied hard at the end of the season.
When we put that stretch run together late in the season, and we played some really tough opponents down the stretch, I think that provided some evidence that when we play a certain way, we can be a really good team. I think the players started to really believe.
The Penguins had to win on the road and have never in four championships won the Stanley Cup on home ice. Sidney Crosby.
It's tough to win this. You have to take a lot of hits, play through a lot of different things. Half our team was hurt all playoff long, and guys continue to fight through it. So we knew those are sacrifices you have to make, and, you know, it all worked out.
With all of the difficulties facing the upcoming Rio Olympics, there will be many champions in a few weeks, but the Russian athletics team as a whole won't be among them amid a doping scandal. International Amateur Athletics Federation President Sebastian Coe.
The IAAF Council was unanimous that RUSAF had not met the reinstatement conditions and that Russian athletes could not credibly return to international competition without undermining the confidence of their competitors and the public.
Russia is the first nation to have an entire team banned from the Olympics. Their calls for drug-free members to still compete. Rio opening ceremonies are August 5th. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.